it's a request that they give consideration to a subsidy for vaccination for Q fever. We had a subsidy some years ago, and that ran its course. But since then, we've had a lot of younger people come back into the industry, and we think it would be a good idea if that subsidy was issued again so that young people could become vaccinated. Q fever, I've had Q fever, can be debilitating. I'm lucky I don't get a lot of side effects from it, but I do know people that do.
I mean, as you said just there, Jeff, you have had Q fever before. Can you describe for me a little bit more about what it's like?
Well, I think it attacks people in different ways, but, you know, I was quite ill for some time. No energy, you feel nauseous, and you just don't feel like, you know, getting out of bed and going and doing a day's work. Well, in fact, you can't. But I was fortunate, I got over it, and I don't have any side effects, but I do know people that do, and it stays with them for a long time, the after effects.
I mean, from your perspective, as the head of an industry body, as well as somebody who's been personally affected by it, how important do you think it is for people to be protected from Q fever?
I think it's extremely important. You know, we've got a lot of younger people coming back into the industry. Our commodities are selling well. Not just people coming back on farms, but there's increased input through abattoirs, you know, and people, more people handling livestock, and they haven't been vaccinated. So I think it's a good opportunity now for the government to create a subsidy once again. I would think there would have to be a sunset clause in that subsidy just to encourage people to become vaccinated.
Why was the subsidy originally discontinued?
I wouldn't be certain why it was discontinued, but I guess, you know, at that stage, most people had become vaccinated, and so the government of the day saw no need to continue with that subsidy.
Mm.
That was some years ago.
And what exactly would a subsidy look like?
Well, a subsidy would be a subsidy for the application of cost of the vaccination.
So what kind of cost reduction are you asking for?
I guess, you know, 50%. That would encourage young people to become vaccinated.
So you've indicated to the authorities that you'd like some kind of subsidy for Q fever vaccinations. How was the letter received?
Well, the letter has just been sent, so we haven't had a reply yet.
I mean, what sort of response are you thinking you might receive?
I couldn't say I'm confident. You can't be confident about other people making decisions, but I'm hopeful that they'll make a positive decision, and there will be a subsidy for the vaccine. Surely the health of our young people is paramount.